Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Can't? I'll talk loud. Would that work? Once upon a time, there was a sage and there was a samurai. And the samurai came to see the sage and said, "Sage, what is the difference between heaven and hell?" And the sage said, "How can a stupid samurai know the difference between heaven and hell?" So the samurai got very angry and drew his sword to kill the sage. And the sage calmly said, "What you feel now is hell." And the samurai lowered his sword. He was appreciative of the sage teaching him and answering his question. And he had great mercy. So the sage said, "What you're feeling now is heaven." Heaven and hell, good and evil, they surround us constantly, but we choose not to see and not to comprehend that they're there. What was so wonderful about the story of the blind man is he could comprehend without seeing. So let me help you see this story, the blind man, in the context of the four Gospels so that you could comprehend the larger meaning of this story. Because we often don't bother to look. We don't bother to read. We don't bother to understand. Jesus was coming south from Galilee with his apostles to Jerusalem for the last time. So he was following the Jordan River Valley down. And he came to the city of Jericho. And this is what happened the previous night. When you come down, Jews were expected to come to Jerusalem for all the big feasts, like Passover. Most of them couldn't make it. So just like when we have runners in a marathon, you know, people would come out to cheer them on to welcome the pilgrims to come into Jerusalem. And it was that way in Jericho as well. But that previous day, as he was making his way into Jericho, Zacchaeus was up in the sycamore tree. He was a public sinner. He was a crook. He was a tax collector. And Jesus stopped as the crowd was, he was a superstar. People were gathering around him and his disciples. He stopped and said, "Zacchaeus, I'm going to eat in your house tonight. I'm going to dine in your house tonight." And everybody was shocked. This was the big crook in town. Surely Jesus knew more than that. But that's what he did. And people were just amazed. And people were starting to repent. And so people wanted to go to Jerusalem with him for the Passover. So the next day when he was going to set out with this big crowd, there was Bartimaeus. And Bartimaeus changed what the crowd was about to do. So when he said, "Jesus, Son of David," he was saying, "You are the King. You are the Messiah for our people." It changed this from just an entrance into Jerusalem into a triumphant entrance into Jerusalem. So Bartimaeus got up after he had his sight, and he went with Jesus. And then they went, as they finished their turn going south, they turned west towards Jerusalem and went through the town of Bethany. That's where Lazarus had died. And so Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead, surrounded by all these people. What is this? This is the Messiah. The blind can see. The beggars are walking with us. The public sinners are coming to repent. And he's raising people from the dead. This was the Messiah. And so he continues going to the west, into Jerusalem, into what is now known as Palm Sunday Road. And I think we've seen and understood the stories of Holy Week pretty well. But I'm going to go towards the end of that, on the cross. So now that you've seen how things progress, that you could say, boy, there's a lot of things to comprehend in here that I've never thought about. So there's two characters that were at the cross. One was a good thief. He was in a tree as well, the same tree that Jesus was in. And just like Jesus had said to Zacchaeus, I will dine in your house tonight. What Jesus was saying to that good thief, that other crook, the one that was caught, you will be within my house in paradise with me tonight, and we will dine together. They connect. There was another character that was there at the crucifixion. And he was similar to Bartimaeus. And that was the centurion. Bartimaeus was living in hell. He was a beggar. He had nothing going for him. The centurion at the crucifixion was running hell. He was in charge of it. Bartimaeus recognized that this was the Messiah. And in the Gospel of Mark that we've been reading, the centurion was the first person to recognize that this Christ, this Jesus of Nazareth, was the Son of God. So now you've just seen it by just seeing everything instead of little pieces kind of connected together. And when you read the Gospels together, you start to comprehend things. You start to comprehend things in your life. So what did Bartimaeus have going for him? Why was he able to see? And Jesus told us, your faith has saved you. Let me tell you a little story about faith. Not just physical faith, but it goes into spiritual faith too. It's a nice analog. So during World War II, the branch of service that actually had the highest percentage of casualties was the merchant marine, because so many boats were sunk in the Atlantic. So what they had was fantastic statistics on who survives when a boat sinks. And what they found out was the wrong people survive. It wasn't the young, it wasn't the healthy, it wasn't the strong. It was old guys like me. Well, maybe we survive because we got some extra fat and we float easier and we got some more blubber, keeps us warmer. But they found out another fascinating stat in this. For most of these guys that survived, it wasn't the first time. So in 1957, knowing this oddity, they did something. They did an experiment. Can't call it about anything else but the tortured laboratory mice experiment. And what they did was they just took laboratory mice, put them in some water, and tried to figure out when they would drown. And they found out there was a group that kind of drowned early, but most of them drowned about the same time, would give up. But they knew what they looked like. They knew how long it would take. And so what they did, the second part of the experiment, is right before the mice were ready to give it up, they saved them. And what they found out, when they conditioned the mice like this, they lived longer. let's go back to Bartimaeus. So I said he lived in hell. He didn't know what the next day was going to be like. Every day he got, and he knew it, was grace from God. Every day he was rescued. He knew his need. And none of us are less needy than Bartimaeus is. None of us. But that appreciation of God, like the appreciation of that samurai, that appreciation for God acting in our lives, for God creating us, Bartimaeus was conditioned to have. And we should seek that in our lives. So when it comes to need and our neediness, and we all have that, when we say, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me, that we will know the beauty of the answer that we get.